You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Welcome back to the show. Not a minute to waste. We're in the third and final hour. This is the Political Cesspool Radio Program. James Edwards, Eddie Miller in studio. It's Saturday evening, July. It's Saturday evening, though. January. It starts with a J. I almost said June there. My God.
As hot as July this radio station today.
January 9th. And Sam Bushman, who called in last week live, making this the first broadcast, the first network to offer breaking news live coverage of this story. It's almost unbelievable, folks, but this show airs at 4 p.m. Pacific time every Saturday night. You look it up. Nobody was talking about it before this network. Totally incredible what we were able to do. And so we're talking to Sam. Sam did a marvelous job in the last hour of breaking down the history of how we got to where we are now in Oregon. He's going to answer two more questions, and Eddie's going to take over. Sam, I asked you why take over this particular facility. How is that germane to the issue concerning the Hammonds? And then you were going to tell us why you support the cause but do not support the actions taken by Ammon Bundy. Take those two from the top, and then we're going to Eddie.
All right, so the first question in my mind is, why do they choose this location? And the reasons are legion. There are many. And I can't even begin to explain them all to you because I'm not Ammon Bundy, and I was not part of the planning of this thing. Remember, I stand against their action, but I agree with them in principle. And they're personal friends of mine, and I'll defend them till the death. Let's make that clear. I'm not afraid of this thing. Some say I ran from the fight. It's far from the truth. However, they chose this place because, let me just start out by making this point. There are signs all over the refuge. And here's what it says. Welcome to the Wildlife Refuge. Now, I got a question. Can Ammon take that welcome sign literally? Well, he did. Secondly, it says it's a refuge. Is Ammon not taking refuge from the hostilities of the federal government? Remember a couple of years ago when they won at the Bundy Ranch, the government said, we will get back. We will. You know what? You're going to lose. Even though you won now, we're going to get you. And they've been worming stuff through the courts, ready to take action against Ammon Bundy and all those who stood at the Bundy Ranch a couple of years ago. Are they literally taking refuge from going to jail like the Hammonds? And the answer is yes. So welcome to the Wildlife Refuge. They're saying we're taking refuge, and thank you. We'll take your welcome sign, and we'll make it literal. And they did. Now, the other reason that they took this place is because it is in Oregon, where a family just went to prison wrongfully on false terrorism charges. Okay, so they're doing it in an effort to get the Hammonds released, and that's one of the list of grievances, by the way. And by the way, I just was part of this. A friend of mine named Mike, he owns a TV, online TV service in Idaho. He put me on the phone line, and he watched while they literally, peacefully, unarmed, delivered their redress of grievances to the FBI and to the Harney County Sheriff's Office. I was on the phone line hearing them present this just about an hour and a half ago. Okay, so this idea that they're armed to the teeth and not peaceful is a lie. This reality that they did it to take refuge and that they were welcome is true, and that they want to free these Hammond innocent people, family. There's other reasons, because they did take part in the mining fiasco that took place up there. The miners begged them to come and help them, and they did, and even the Oath Keepers were part of that one. It also prevents them from picking up Ammon, Bundy, and others based on the former defense at the Bundy Ranch, because now they're taking refuge. Right? There's other reasons, though, and that is that it's 30 miles outside of a very small town. The town, I was in it, I ate dinner in it, I ate breakfast in it, and I walked around it. It's a tiny town of about maybe 7,000 people. It's called Burns, Oregon. This wildlife refuge is 30-plus miles outside of that little town. So it's the middle of nowhere. So when the mainstream press tries to lie to you and tell you they're threatening people, who's out there? A couple of prairie dogs and some cattle and maybe a couple of ranchers that support them? All right? They're not threatening anybody. That is an absolute manipulated lie. And they took this place because it's so far away, they could prove that it was an innocent, peaceful attempt. Now, let me make it more clear. When they went there, just so you know, the place was closed. It was a weekend. The doors were unlocked, and they peacefully walked in. They didn't take hostages. They didn't use their weapons. They didn't break and enter. In fact, right now, there's attorneys debating on what's going to happen because they didn't even break any laws, James.
All right, but at the same time, we got to let Eddie take over, and I know he's got some questions.
We'll get there, but anyway, I just want to make that very clear. So they did that because they haven't even broken any laws. What building can you take over in the middle of nowhere to make your point but not threaten anybody where you don't have to break any laws to take it over?
It's muddy waters. I'll say that.
I agree, but I'm just saying that's their point of view. I'm against the action. That's their point of view. I'm just telling you the story as it really stands right now. Now, I'm not against this action because of government laws, because the government's the one breaking all the laws. Let's talk about who the aggressor is. It's the government. Right now, the Ammon Bundy and others are peacefully in this place, and ranchers are coming to see the refuge, and they're bringing their children. There's children at the ranch, or children at this refuge. Not by the people who took it over. They didn't bring children because they didn't want to put children in harm's way. But there are children there. When I call in, I've got members on the inside that are friends of mine. I talk to them every day. When I call, I hear children in the background, and that's because the ranchers are coming through to see the refuge, and they bring their children, and children are there. At the same time, the sheriff's got a barricade block around his sheriff's department. The FBI is arming themselves to the teeth. The FBI is arming themselves to the teeth. Who is the aggressor, people?
And it's so always the same people.
I want to make that very clear. Now, let me tell you why I stand against this action. It's not for government reasons or law reasons, because we can debate the law all day long. But I'm talking about a higher law, God's law, and I'm talking about the moral high ground. And let me explain to you that I will take my page from the Founding Fathers' playbook. The founders were abused for decades, just like this.
Like we have.
And a lot of people believe that the war and the Declaration of Independence just like happened in a couple of years. It isn't true. And the founders were peaceful. They even quartered soldiers in their homes.
Just like we have been.
Well, we haven't. You've never had a soldier being quartered in your home, Eddie. Come on.
We've got you.
No, stop. You haven't. No, this is not a debate. You're going to lose. You have not had a soldier quartered in your home, my
friend. I have a lien on my – I might as well.
I know, but that's a whole lot different than a soldier looking at your wife with lust.
And we have
okay, let's not
Nations
pretend they're the same. Home. They're not. Is it bad? Yes. Is it wrong? Yes. But is it the same? Not even close. Let's be very clear. All right. Now, this
hold
is important.
Up, Sam. Hold up. I got to ask you this question, Sam.
This is important to understand my reason, and then you can ask your question.
Let me ask you one question here, right quick, like Sam.
All right.
Now we have two people in jail. Am I right or wrong?
Yes. You're correct.
And are they imprisoned? Are they imprisoned on what we call a non-crime?
I would say they're in prison on a non-crime, correct, yes.
Okay, and just like the guy in Mississippi and just like hundreds of people all over the United States, how could it be worse than that? I would say that would be as bad, at least as bad, as having soldiers quartered in your house. And Sam, I'm asking you this. Let's just say.
And now you get into a discussion about how widespread it is. Can you put an example where it may be worse? Yes, but by and large, is it worse? The answer is clearly no.
Let me ask you this, Sam. We know it's widespread. I got a question to answer. As soon as we come back to the break, I got to ask you this.
All right, but I got to explain my opposition. My reason why is it's based on moral law. And the founders drew the line in the sand, and they were peaceful even when troops were quartered in their homes. And they drew the line when King George came for their guns. And they said, if we don't stand now, we never will be able to. We are peaceful until we have no choice. And the God-given, unalienable right of self-defense takes over. And we defensively will stop you from taking our guns. And they did, and that created the Revolutionary War.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number's 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll free at 1-866-986-6397. And now back to tonight's show.
I want Eddie and Sam to have a big back and forth for these next two segments, and we'll really get to the meat of the matter now that we have a full understanding of how we got to where we are in Oregon and with those people there and how much longer they'll be there and how the government will deal with it is still to be said. Sam, 30-minute wrap-up, and we go to Eddie.
A 30-minute? All right, I'll take 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Hey, 30
so
seconds.
All I'm saying is that the founders were incredibly peaceful no matter what abuses they took until the final line in the sand was drawn, which is, we will not let you take away our God-given right of self-defense, because if we let you do that, we'll never, ever be able to stop you from your tyrannical abuses again. And so they defensively said, you know what, if you're coming for the guns, we will not let you take them, we will not do it. The problem with Ammon's move and those with them in the refuge right now is that they took offensive action. And the problem with that is they have not tried all peaceful means first. Yes, they've tried a lot of things, but they have not tried all peaceful means. And let me give you an example. There were 700 people at the rally. Just imagine if there were 7,000, 70,000, or 700,000. The Hammonds would be free right now, my friend.
Yep. Sam, I got to go back. I got to go back, son. I love you, but I couldn't disagree with you more, Sam.
You'll lose the moral imperative,
my friend.
Those
people are the greatest heroes there ever. We have people, I'll say it again. We have people in prison, Sam.
Yes, we do.
Right there in Oregon. We have
people
in prison all over the United States for non-crimes, Sam.
Yep, and so do the founders. More so than we have.
And anything that the founders had to put up with, I say the line has in the sand has been crossed eons ago.
By who?
The dictator-in-chief of Washington, D.C. has just passed. Another executive dictate from the dictatorship, from his majesty.
So,
that
Eddie,
he's
help
come
me.
Round up the guns.
Where's the line in the sand,
taxing us
Eddie?
To death. Like I told people, I have a lien on my house. I know other people have liens on our house. They've taken over the university system. They've taken
I agree
over
you're
colleges,
frustrated, but let me tell you,
system.
I've articulated
done everything. I say the line has been passed. It's much more, probably more so than they did with the founders of the Declaration that they did in the founders of this country. And I say, if we don't back these people and give them the green light, I say that we're almost being a de facto traitor to their cause. They're being imprisoned unlawfully.
Eddie,
how much worse can it get, Sam?
I've clearly defined the line in the sand that the founders used. It's historically, it's impossible to debate my assertion. And
how
I want you to tell me where the line in the sand
there?
Is. Well, there were hundreds. In fact, they had the states in the Articles of Confederation before they had the Constitution, and all the states were virtually at war with one another, my friend. You couldn't let your lady walk down the street without the lust of the soldiers upon her. It was way worse then.
It's that bad now.
No, it isn't.
It's that bad now, Sam. We think they're bringing all these American-hating, Christian-hating Muslims in all over the country. They're bringing them in Europe. It's always Europe first.
So I asked you a question. I want you to answer it. Where's the line in the sand?
How long will we wait, Sam? Like Winston Churchill said that he was a demon. Winston Churchill said was a demon, but he did say one thing right, Sam. He said, if we don't act when victory is, we have a great chance of victory here. We still have our guns. If we don't act now, there will become a time when we are so poor and so disarmed, which victory will be totally out of reach, but resistance will be better. Fighting and dying against the Zog will be better than slavery, Sam.
So I've given you a historical reality of where the line in the sand is and why, based on offensive and defensive
line.
Measures.
We have different lines.
Now, I want you to tell me where the line is, Eddie.
The line has already been crossed, Sam, and we have
– What is it? Explain it to me so I get
control,
it.
Okay, hey, let me get to you. All right, we have – for instance, we have a Federal Reserve, a foreign power – controlling our money system here in the United States. We have the federal government has taken over the school system in the United States. They've taken over the health system. Kicked people. People can't even afford to go in the hospitals anymore because they have stinking federal insurance. They're forcing people to have liability insurance to drive down the highway. We're getting poorer and poorer and poorer. That's my line.
Okay.
Maybe
but I don't understand your line.
In my line, listen, in Peter, I had an argument with a person the other day, too. Well, Jesus was peaceful. You know, when Peter cut an ear off in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus healed the ear. And I said, okay, you little lady, I'll call her Alice. How long did Peter have that sword? How long was he with Jesus when he had that sword? He had that sword at least a week before he went into the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus never, there's not one place in the Bible where Jesus rebuked Peter for having that sword. And matter of fact, Jesus gave him an order to get that sword. And Jesus said, if you don't have a sword,
but I'm still not understanding the clear line that we can as a nation understand and act according to.
Well, where's your line, Sam?
I just told you, when they come for the guns, when they literally come to take your gun, you need to not let them.
How about an executive order being passed?
That doesn't mean anything.
It's a piece of paper. Day, it's, you know what? They have veterans like myself, Sam. I know veterans that can't go get a gun because, like an idiot, they went and took psychiatric treatment from drugs for post-traumatic stress syndrome.
I get it. I agree.
Came very close to that line.
And by the way, one of my friends with the U.S. Justice Foundation,
how weak shall we get?
Michael Connelly,
how weak shall we get?
Has been filing lawsuits and winning on behalf of veterans right now, by the way. I have
but
him on the radio with me
monthly.
But they're
not going to obey those. Sam, you admitted yourself. Sam, you said yourself that the federal
we win some and we lose some and they obey
lawsuits.
Some and they don't others. Let me give
they're
you an example.
They're not even obeying their own laws.
Yeah, they are. Nick Finch out of Florida defended a man with his gun rights. The governor went against the sheriff, kicked him out of his office, threw him in the clink. We worked and defended him, and eventually he won, got his job back, got back pay, and he won, and the governor got slammed. That was just in Florida with Nick Finch recently. It was in a county called Liberty County, and there was liberty in Liberty County that day. And so there are wins that we make, and to say there aren't any just isn't true.
Well, I don't say there's not. There's a few here and there. Maybe token wins, but
that
but
was not a token win. You just had a sheriff restored to be the greatest defense law official in his county was just restored with back pay. That's not little. It's huge.
Well, Sam, I agree with that. But, Sam, we have a totally different outlook. I say to you, the federal government is in every aspect of my life. Sam, let me ask you.
You ready for the debate? I got a question. Why aren't you on your way to this refuge, my friend? Why don't you accept the sign that says, welcome to the refuge? Why don't you go?
Well,
load them up. I tell you. Get in your vehicle and ride on up there and, you know, you can do it, buddy. You're free.
Let me tell you what, Sam.
You're free in
Sam,
America to
you know
do
what,
that.
Sam?
I'll even pay for your gas
line,
if that's
Sam,
a problem.
Hey, Sam, they ain't come to get my guns yet, Sam, so I ain't going to move.
Now you're talking.
Your
good
guns.
Work. That's right. Now you're thinking properly. I'm grateful for your education.
I'll tell you, this is a good debate.
But
it's
why don't
debate.
You wait? James, why doesn't Eddie go? If he's so convinced.
They took my guns yet.
I'll even pay for.
We knew he'd agree with you in the end.
I'll even pay for Eddie's gas to get there. James.
Oh, now you got, he needs a little, you know, bread for
I'll feed
for
him
food,
too,
though.
Fine.
I'll tell you what, if James will come with me, I'll go.
Look, see, right, Eddie doesn't have the cojones he pretends he has.
Y'all, oh, I can.
Now, by the way, I was there, though, just so you know. I don't talk from being a wimp or telling somebody else to do it. I was there.
I will give you that. I will definitely give you that. But, Sam, why aren't you there now?
I'll tell you why I'm not there now, because I don't agree with their action.
He doesn't agree with it.
I don't agree with their action. Why am I not there? Because when they took action I disagreed with, I said, we part company, my friends.
Well,
I love you. I'll defend you, but I don't agree with you. And I wanted to make that abundantly clear.
Well, let me ask you, Sam. I love you to death, too, son. And
I'm still waiting for you to get in your car.
I'm enjoying the crap of this debate.
This is a great debate among
you
friends,
especially when I'm winning.
Would you prefer a plane ticket, my friend?
Well,
you can go through the TSA on my dime, even.
I did fly to do the New York Marathon. Yes, but my oldest.
Well, this is a greater cause than your marathon, isn't it?
Well,
this is whole liberty incarnate at stake, my friend.
Well, yes, it is. There are some similarities.
Come on, you ready to go?
Yes, it is a cause. But
now, Haas, are you ready to go?
Let me
think
about that.
I'll even get you a Bible for when you land.
He's got the Bible with the holster
here. Let me think about that. Now, will I be able? Do I have to come out there with just my good wishes in my hand?
They got guns.
I don't know what you mean.
You might get mowed down. We might be down a co-host.
I don't know what you mean. If you do it right, you could probably bring your firearm. I'd recommend against it, but you're free to do so, sir. This is America. That's my whole point.
Great. I'm telling you what. This is
a
great debate.
No. I got something better. Me and James, the political cesspool, we need to take some action right here. These here, Shelby County, United States. Shelby County,
I actually agree with Sam.
We need to go challenge the stinking sheriff here in Shelby County, Tennessee.
I actually agree with Sam.
I hope you're not looking for a building to take over, Eddie, because I'm against it.
Eddie's not going to go take over a building. But
good, thank the Lord.
Give me liberty or give me death.
I agree with that statement 100%, me and old Patrick.
Almighty God.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Listen, do you hear that sound? It started low, but it's getting progressively louder. Into a crescendo, even louder. Irresistible, ending in an ear-splitting blast of mass disruption. That's the sound of America's economic and political systems crashing to the ground. But we have a plan. We will be ready to restore political sanity. We will be ready to answer the call of productive America. We will restore America's industrial base and put America back to work. We will shut down political correctness and restore decency and positive media to America. We will save our Constitution, our traditional way of life, our customs, and religion. We will restore sound money and crush the debt-based system of monetary slavery. And we will end America's foreign misadventures. We are the American Freedom Party, and we have a plan. Learn more about us, theamericanfreedomparty.us.
We are calling all Christians to join the solemn cause to make America great again. Donald Trump has been called of God to lead our people away from the destructive course we have traveled for the last 50 years. It is important for all Christians to recognize God's hand in the future course of this nation and the vessels that he uses to accomplish his purposes. Galatians tells us that one who is taught the word must share it with the one who teaches. We must share the word with Donald Trump. We must influence Donald Trump. Please contribute to the Trump Super PAC. Let your influence be felt. Please call 212-391-1586. That's 212-391-1586. Or go to thedailytrump.org. That's thedailytrump.org. Have a blessed day. Paid for by the American National Trump Super PAC.
The Occidental Quarterly fills a unique niche in bringing together scholarly articles on a wide range of topics that are mired in political correctness elsewhere. It is edited by Professor Kevin McDonald, who's no stranger to listeners of the political cesspool. There are quite a few reasons for the precarious state of our civilization and our people, but one of the main ones is that we have lost the intellectual and moral high ground to a cultural elite that is hostile to our people and our culture. Those of us who are politically aware must understand that the elites dominating culture and the political process in the West are intellectually and morally bankrupt. TOQ is the key. Digital download subscriptions are only $30 a year. Subscriptions by first-class mail are only $60 a year. Go to TOQOnline.com and click on Subscribe Now. In addition to receiving fascinating and informative articles, you will also be supporting the work of scholars who are part of a community defending our people and our culture with the highest level of integrity and intellectual sophistication. That's TOQOnline.com. Subscribe now.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
If you thought it was good radio on the air, you should hear these two continue on during the commercial break.
I'm ready for the debate.
Different course of action. I will say this. I want to weigh in on this. I agree with Sam because you cross the whatever the line is. Apparently, there's confusion on that. You cross the line.
Very clear. It's offensive versus defensive, James.
All right, but you cross it before the people are ready, and you're just going to go up there and become a martyr. Well, maybe that can have some long-term effect. You go up there right now, you're either going to get put in jail or you're going to get killed, and that's not going to do anybody any good because most of the people out there probably are somewhat sympathetic, but they're not sympathetic enough to take action. And if the people aren't behind you,
I can ask you a question, son.
In other words, you cannot have more
freedom.
Is there
more than one line?
Hold on. You cannot have
more
freedom.
Line? James,
you cannot have more freedom than the people are educated and moral to support it. It's a fundamental
reality.
That's
why we're doing what we do on the radio.
I'm going to ask Sam and James. Now, just because the founding fathers, when the British were coming for the guns, the fracas had started way yonder before that. And let me ask you and James a question. Are there more than one line in the sand? If they're firearms, you mentioned the courting of the troops in the place, in the houses, the taxes, you name it.
In other words, is there a single line of civil disobedience? The answer is no. There are more than one lines, and you're absolutely right. And that's why I supported the defensive action at the Bundy Ranch and not this offensive action. You're exactly right. We have a measured response based on the circumstances we face. And there's guidelines of morality that educate us on what to do, when, and how. And a defensive measure is always valuable. So if we would have brought 700,000 people rather than 700 people to that peaceful rally, I submit to you the Hammonds would not be there today.
Yep. That's probably true.
Sam, I'm going to promise you this over the air, too. Although I'm like James, I have more irons in the fire than you can possibly count.
Not me. I don't have any. I'm just kicking back.
Oh, no, you don't. But, hey, I'm going to take what you said in consideration. But, see, here's something else. I'm glad you got on the line. I've been trying to get the political suspect.
I think you ought to pray about it. When you come to the right conclusion, we want that on the air, Eddie.
We got to pray. Hey, I'm glad you mentioned it, Sam. I'm glad you mentioned the praying. And, Sam, I know you and me are of one accord, just like they were in the upper room.
You're right about that, sir.
At Pentecost. We have to pray. And I think our people are going to be, like the Bible says, the saints are going to be worn out in the end. They're going to wear us out.
Now I'm going to bring a Bible question to you, Eddie. You ready?
Fire away.
The Lord says, if you repent, he will heal our land. And he will protect us. It's not Isaiah.
That's in Hosea.
It's not in.
That's right.
It's not in Hosea. James will look it up, though.
Where
he's the biblical scholar.
Well, my computer runs so slow at the radio station. We're on the air. It's just
anyway.
Sam, you're right. Hey, Sam, let me ask you a question.
I'll give you a hint. It's in second something. Anyway, I digress.
I agree.
The question is, will the Lord heal our land if we repent and if we keep His commandments, if we keep the moral high ground, sir? Will He?
Well, it depends on you may be defining the moral high ground. That's where we split hairs. I think we're defining the moral high ground differently here.
That's possible for sure. James?
Secondly, I'm going to ask you a question. And this goes back to in Genesis where Abraham was praying for Sodom and Gomorrah. Sam, how many
it was
people
Lot,
will
right?
have to be – right. How many people will have to be praying – to heal our land.
Well, look, we have
God.
Got to return to God. This
we
country has
to.
Got to return to
Sam,
God.
I'm glad you brought that up.
That's a great point. That's something we can do tonight without taking any illegal action. It's not illegal to pray yet.
It's a fight against good and evil. And I'm going to tell you what.
And by the way, that's a line in the sand. When it is illegal to pray, I'm going to keep praying. Me and Daniel are going together, baby.
That's right. That's right. That's one.
You know, I kind of lost my train of thought. I can't believe that. I must be getting old.
I know, because you want to pray with Daniel even if it's illegal. That's why. I agree.
I can't believe I lost.
Those
my
are two
of
lines in the sand that are willing to fight government law.
That's
if
right.
they
Agreed.
Say you can't have a gun, and if they say you can't pray, I think those are two. All the other stuff with taxes, yeah, it's frustrating. It is illegal. I don't think it's enough to get the people going. But Sam, I got to ask you this.
Now, but again, if enough people stood against taxes, we could stop it. If a million people every day sent a card to the IRS every single day, 365 days a year, only a million people, not even 1/3 of 1% of the nation, and we said we're not paying you IRS goons, we're not doing it, and then we surrounded every IRS building and said we're not leaving until you guys go away. We would gain ground, but you can't do it without enough people's support. It's a moral dilemma. You cannot solve
That's
it
right,
unless
Sam.
The people demand peacefully their freedom.
And I think, you know, practically speaking, again, I will not advocate any illegal or violent actions.
Excellent question. I got a question. Sam, let me ask you this question.
But I got to get to one.
These guys are being martyrs. I got to ask you this question. Now, I believe with you. I know this for instance. I have heard that the Delta teams are out there, et cetera. Now, Sam, let's see. I'm going to ask you this question. Let's just say that the feds do go in there. And if the feds do go in there, they're going to kill everything.
No, they're not. No, they won't, because we're setting up, me and my friends and everybody else are setting up so that they won't. There's a press release at libertyroundtable.com right now. And the press release
is. They did it at Waco. They went
in there
and killed 86 people.
But it's different now. It's different now, and I'm going to tell you why.
How so?
Because we have control of the media, and they don't control the narrative anymore. Thanks to Liberty News Radio and many others. Thanks to Political Cesspool.
Well, Sam, we're the only ones getting it out, though.
Secondly,
nobody else
I know,
is
but
this
we have a huge following. I mean, yeah, we just documented. We got more following than this actor that wants to say the N-word.
Right, let me ask you this question, Sam.
Listen carefully, though. This is important.
What happens if they do pull a Waco,
This
Sam?
Is part of the story.
Sam,
they won't. They I'm trying to tell you how they can't.
But what if they do?
They can't.
What if they go in there and they kill all these people out? What's going to happen then, Sam?
Well, I'm just telling you, they can't.
Where the people revolt.
I don't know if you're familiar with what's called the Patriot Pacific Network, but it's an organization of multi-states in the West. They call them 3%ers of Idaho, 3%ers of Oregon. They are there now on scene with hundreds of people that are creating a protective perimeter around the refuge now, and they have delivered their peaceful resolution to the FBI and to the sheriff. They're going to make sure this will not happen. We are going to be the media armed to make that happen. We have thousands of us working towards those peaceful ends right now.
Sam, what about this perimeter? Tell me more about this perimeter. How many are in the perimeter?
I can't
how
tell
far
you.
Out does the perimeter go over the red
line? I can't tell you, but
I got to
get the ground, you'll know.
All right. Yeah, there you go. You got to go up there to
but
find
you're
out.
But chicken, now, Sam, so you won't know.
Inside information. Now, I will say no violence, no illegal activities, and I wouldn't go
and
up
by
there.
By the way,
you say,
that's
well,
what
would
this
you
group stands for, James.
Would
I'm
you have fought
you
for the Confederacy, James? Yes, I would have fought for the Confederacy because it would be more than me and 12 other guys.
Oh, no,
okay,
it
would have. I would have proudly died for the Confederacy. But to go up there with 12 other people and get thrown in jail and deprive my children of a father, I'm not going to do it.
Exactly
and
right.
I do believe in the cause. I just don't believe
Hold
in action.
That's one big moral point you make, James, to where you've got to have enough people to demand liberty. And if you don't,
well,
the people don't live the liberty.
That's a practical point.
No,
it's
a moral
point. That's a practical point. That's
well,
a practical
both.
Point.
Well, it's both. It's
if
both.
If you're willing to die for a cause, you don't need a majority. You know,
you well, need enough
but,
people
I mean,
to find the people's
It'd be suicide.
Will.
You need more.
Would
than
it be suicide?
People. Yes, it would be suicide.
You need
would,
to have the
be
people's
than,
will in the matter, guys.
All right, Sam.
Matter of fact, most of the people that got the Congressional Medal of Honor in World War II, and you name your war. Got it.
But there was more
dead.
Than 12 people backing him up. But, Sam, you have Ammon Bundy on their
James,
show.
You cut me off.
You had Ammon Bundy on your show
yes,
for
sir,
two hours. You have a direct line in there. How do you think this plays out? Is government going to storm in? Are they going to cut the power? Are they going to freeze them out, stop supplies and food from going in there? Will these people really stay in there for years as they pledge? This has got to end
great
at some
questions.
Point. How does it end?
All right.
That's
I don't know how
question.
It ends,
That's
and I won't
question.
Pretend to know how it ends, but I know this. If you listen to me, it'll end a lot better than if you listen to Eddie.
No.
Right.
Yeah,
secondly,
we
I will say this.
If we don't listen to me, we will lose. We will lose the immoral high ground. I don't care if it's moral or immoral, as long as we win the high ground.
I care if it's moral every time.
Well, I know what I was going to say.
And a statement
hey,
like that
thing,
shows the
up.
Fullest nature of your behavior and actions at this
now,
time.
Now, when you're fighting evil, Sam, when you're fighting
you don't
evil,
get,
and
you don't
no
do well by
evil
using
evil
to fight evil.
Potomac.
When this is not a pretend
evil,
force like
no
Star Wars.
Thing,
this is real life and death matter.
There's no such thing as an immoral war. Any weapon you can get. Pick your war. Pick
a
your
defensive
war
is a moral war.
All right, go, Sam.
Any
God
way
even
win,
sanctions
right
them
way
big bookly, by the way.
All right, go. Sam, you were going to make a final point
All
about
right. The final point the is this. I don't know how it'll end, but I know
the
this.
The final point is Sam lost the debate. We'll do it next
there
week.
There are thousands of us, while Eddie babbles at the mouth and doesn't have any guts to take action, there are thousands of us that are literally taking action to make
that
sure
hurts,
this does
man.
Not turn into a Waco or a Ruby Ridge. There are peaceful perimeters being set up. There are lines of communications to honest, moral media, and we are holding them accountable. They're inviting people like professors who are constitutional scholars that are going to Oregon right now that are going to battle this out publicly and truly create accountability for the federal government. So I don't know how long it'll take. I do not believe it'll take years. I do believe it will take weeks, maybe months. I do believe that they will come out partially successful, but because they've lost the moral high ground, they will set us back in many ways, unfortunately. But they will certainly start a debate and a discussion, which if the people are moral enough, listen carefully, and educated enough, we can gain ground, but that's what it depends on, and that's why I'm in the media, sir.
Best case scenario for the – I agree with everything you said just there, Sam. If best case scenario for the people inside the compound, they go to jail?
No, because I think right now it's debatable. They haven't broken any laws.
Well, look, that's a semantic thing. You obviously can't just go into any government building and take it over. I mean, you know, that's madness.
And they would say they're invited, and if they can legally make that point, they may not go to jail.
If they can legally make that point, but I think that's going to be tough to make. We can't walk down to
the courthouse and
just sit in there.
I concur with you, James, telling you that's what the debate is about now. You're right.
It's interesting. It's interesting and multifaceted, and then there may be no one answer.
If I come out there, Sam, am I going to be able to go to the broadcast with the one and only Sam Bushman?
I'm not there, sir. I don't agree with their action. I'm not there. If you go out there, I won't be there, brother.
No, I'm just saying.
All right, we got to take a break. I know what you're saying.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, we need to get more emotions involved in this debate, Sam.
Darn right.
All right.
You need to get so emotional that you decide to be true to your colors and go, my brother.
Well, Sam, like I said, Sam, I want to come
right
out
now,
there
be
and
all
broadcast
no
with
walk.
The one and only Sam. Look,
I've already told everybody on the break that if you go up there, I will give you a line into my radio show. I'll pay for your travel. I'll pay for your food. And I'll even pay for you to be on the radio on my show for free. And we'll go ahead and just talk about it. And you can give us a reality check on the ground there, buddy.
Even though we disagree with the action, and I'm going to be honest, if I agreed with it, I would say I agree with it. But I can't in good conscience advocate anything that's going to get people put in jail or killed when so few people are willing to take a stand.
That's set back our movement big time because most people can't understand the realities of the situation. Now, I was there, and if I believed the action was right, I would have joined them. Now, you understand. Let me make this very clear. You understand that I know Ammon Bundy well enough to where I was the media premier guy that was invited to be their main reporter from inside. You know that, right?
Well, what if...
And I refused.
Now, what, Sam, let me just say this. What if I did go out there and go in the compound and I made my intentions clear...
It's a refuge, not a compound, though. Be clear.
Oh, excuse me. To the refuge. And I made my intentions clear... To all
you could go there as
I
a
had
journalist.
My press credentials. I went there as a press. Rob.
There are members of the mainstream. We're mainstream. We're on AM radio, but there are members of the establishment press that are inside there as reporters. What
yeah.
about Eddie going?
And by the way,
as a journalist,
he could do that.
That way,
could
have
I
to
go
to
as
jail.
A journalist?
And let me make this very clear.
Brains blown out.
I would go back and go to the refuge as a reporter and document things today if I have money
That's
and time.
What I'm talking about. Yeah.
But the reason that I didn't stay is because then I would have been part of that takeover, which I am not willing to do.
Right.
Sam, let me tell you this. I'm going to tell you something else, my brother. If you and I go out there as reporters and we report the truth.
Yeah, but you said you were going to go not as a reporter. You were ready to back the takeover and bring your gun before.
Now you're backing down
to reporter status because you're too chicken.
No.
I get it. Now, if you want to go as a reporter,
Sam,
I'll go with you.
Sam, I'm going to go out there and back you as a reporter. I'm going down even further.
No, right, Sam, we're going to take a 20-second timeout. Sam, I just emailed you Scoop's number. For some reason, Scoop can't call in, he says.
Let me just make this one thing.
You're
going
to have to call him.
Let me make this one thing.
I just emailed you that number. I can't read it over the air, but we got to get Scoop on.
Sam, even if you and I go out there, let's just say for
instance. Sam's got to work. He's got to make a call.
Oh, let me just say it was one thing. Let's just say me and Sam go out
there. Keep going. I'll work on this and listen.
Say we go out there as reporters, and the feds do invade, and I think sooner or later they will. And do you think they're going to allow me and Sam to get the truth out?
Well, that'll
no
free
way,
up
Jose,
if they invade and get you.
Too.
I know they will. I can get
for
in for sure to that refuge, and I know I can get the truth out.
I'll tell you what, if we start getting too much of the truth out, they're going to put a bullet in those people out there, we'll be the first bullet will be in our head, Sam.
All right, the Scoop is saying he can't get in on any line to the studio. I don't know exactly why that is, but if we can call him, I just emailed you his phone number. Already bumped him to the third hour to his chagrin, so we'll try to get him on here. He actually has I enjoy all of his reports, but he's got one germane to what we're talking about here. If we can get him on.
Hey, I don't have a vocabulary. What does germane mean?
I'm just joking. He's a basketball player. Okay. Anyway, but this has been interesting, and it's been a good talk and a good debate, and we'll see what happens. You know, certainly, I think to say the least, our hearts and prayers are with the spirit of what they're trying to accomplish. I just don't think
it's been therapeutic.
It's an action that is going to be good in the long run, but maybe I'm wrong. You know, it's going to be interesting to see what happens to these people, though. I like Donald Trump's take, though. You got to get out of there. You can't live there forever. I mean, you can't just take over. Now, they say it's a public building, but it's not their house. You can't just squat in a building. It's not their house.
Mexicans
they don't own,
do.
It may not be the government's property, but it's not their property either. I mean,
Scoop is there and he's live, ladies and gentlemen.
Anyway.
Hi, Scoop.
They have to leave. Scoop, take over. Let's go with your commentary.
All right. Good evening, political cesspool family. First, I'd like to say a happy belated birthday to one Robert Allen Krieger, guitarist for the Doors. And today is a special day. Today is the birthday of one James Patrick Page, one of the greatest guitarists for one of the greatest rock bands of all time.
There's no doubt we need to break on through to the other side, buddy. That's for sure.
Right. Make sure you do it with a whole lot of love. But anyways, what I want to talk about is last year I wrote how the political cesspool was behind the media curve. Brother, sister, you don't know half the story. The political cesspool was conceived to address the so-called racial taboos and expose Jewish power and influence. Thanks to our dedicated staff and some pure dumb luck, we got to jump on some significant and not so insignificant events. We were one of the few media outlets to expose the Islamification of Europe. Since then, we had the London, Madrid, and Paris attacks. We read the George Zimmerman verdict live on the air. We had Matt the Carpethead in and out of Ferguson before the media arrived and the matches were lit. We beat most of the media out of the David Duke exclusive concerning this Steve Scalise Nas scandal. We were also the second media outlet to interview reporter extraordinaire Sean Bergen and his honest and truthful comments concerning the lack of respect for cops in the ghetto. We also had Tim Adams on, who could not confirm Obama's birth certificate in his home state of Hawaii. We also broke the cause of the Amtrak crash in Philadelphia, as the media refused to do so to cover Brandon Bostain because he likes the intimate company of other men. Also, yours truly covered Baltimore, and I was the only person in the media to describe that, how downtown Baltimore is an absolute secure fortress. Meanwhile, West Baltimore is the Wild West. We also had the unfortunate task of being the first radio to pay tribute to radio legend and father conservative talk radio, Bob Grant. One of our greatest achievements was to report the assassination of two New York City cops live at the scene. Before any other national media, this tragedy would gain international attention. But not only are we ahead of the media, but sometimes we're ahead of time itself. We predicted Darren Wilson would not be charged. We predicted that the media would come after us and the Confederate flag after the Dylann Roof shootings. We also said there's a war on cops many moons before the media either saw what was going on in the streets or decided to actually report it. Now, we really beat the media this past Saturday in Bend, Oregon, with Sam Bushman, who was out there for a peaceful organized protest concerning the federal government overstepping their authority when sentencing people for criminal acts. Sam has done a wonderful job for the past hour and change describing what was happening with Ammon Bundy and Pete Santelli and the people back over to Oregon. But with this radio show, with absolutely no budget whatsoever, Sam and James beat out the media conglomerates of Fox, Comcast, NBC, Viacom/CBS, and CNN, Time Warner. Folks, we do this on a shoestring budget. Now imagine if we had, like, say, one-tenth of the budget of, like, the O'Reilly Factor. James, Sam, Eddie, back to you.
You know, I got a quick question for Scoop, though. Is he ready to go to Oregon with Eddie, or is he staying back with you and me, James?
Scoop, where do you stand on it?
I'm holding back because, personally, I don't think I don't have a dog in the fight.
Is Keith going?
I can't go, I can tell you that.
All right. So 20% pretends they'll go.
All right. Hey, I got to say this. I'm glad you brought up all that, Scoop, because here we are again, this network. You know, we're like ravening wolves. We're out there. We're scrappy. We're fighting. We're out there trying to tell the truth about, you know, controversial, so-called controversial matter. And we're out here scooping the news on some things. Sam, last week, all credit goes to Sam. We just happened to be on the air at the right time. Sam called in and made it happen.
We're a family. It's all of us together, though. Come on now.
Well, I know that, but this is your network, Sam, and you have us on, and you know, sometimes there's areas of disagreement, but you believe in the freedom of speech, and you've supported us, and you've backed us, and given us the ability to reach a mass audience, and then sometimes really make national news. So last week when you called in, Sam, you know, we beat everybody to the punch. And then, you know, going back, Scoop mentioned the Tim Adams thing where, you know, that made international news. The chief elections clerk in Honolulu, Hawaii, comes on this network to break the news that he was there and he knows Obama didn't have a birth certificate. Now, that didn't get anywhere, but he let that be known to the world through this network. And from there, he was on, he received international coverage. Does it ever surprise you, Sam, that this network has been able to do so much with so little? And as Scoop said, if we remain scrappy and hungry and go out there and had a bigger budget, you know, what this network would be able to do in the future.
And this is why, James, this is why I say that it does not take the efforts of, say, an action like Ammon Bundy to win. We've seen more causes, more discussion, more education, more action in the last, I've been in radio for 20 plus years. We've seen more in the last five than we saw in the first 15. We're making tremendous progress, and I can point to you case after case, example after example, to make that point. We're doing a great job. Is it enough yet? Well, I'll leave that up to God, but I'll just do all that I can. And so I'm saying, I don't agree with the idea that we're not getting anywhere without an action like that. I don't think so. I think the action like that sets us back. And I submit that we're getting somewhere. On a shoestring budget, we're taking on the mainstream press like never before. He who owns the media makes the rules, and we're starting to make the rules. And then the media taking center stage is what we're doing.
I should say also, and we are, And Sam, we did this somehow got left out with all the fun we've been having tonight. And it's been a serious discussion, obviously. But a picture of Sam Bushman and his friend and co-host Kurt Crosby made hundreds of newspapers. It was the picture of the rally shown the marchers, and then there were Sam and Kurt front and center. It's just amazing what Sam's built here, and we're just so thankful and honored to be a part of it. God bless you, Sam. Scoop, thanks for calling in tonight and bringing it to a head. Eddie, we'll see you in Oregon. Good night, everybody.
And I'm grateful that I had a chance to play in it. We all have our chances of being kind of the lead guy at times, but I'm sticking with the family, and we still include Eddie.
You got that right. No, we
love
Eddie.
Yourself.
Hey, love everybody. We love everybody, and we'll be back next week. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.